This is Jay Sekulow, special broadcast. Our guest, Dan Wheeler, former QVC host, an author of a great new book, Hurricane of Love.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. You know, we do not do this often, but I wanted to take, here we are midweek, and it's been quite a week already with the return of Pastor Brunson and all the news surrounding that and other matters. But, from time to time, we take out some time and talk to friends of ours who we think have something to share that's really important for our audience. And this is certainly one of those days. I'm thrilled to have on the set with me here in our media center, Dan Wheeler, who is, Dan Wheeler because he's a longtime host from QVC, the shopping network, which, believe me, I've known for most of my married life. As soon as there was a QVC, we married 40 years, but QVC for a good part of that. And Dan has got a great testimony and a great new book out. And let me say, the book is called Hurricane of Love. It's about his wife, Beth. And we're going to talk about that on the broadcast today because, listen, a lot of people, we kind of segues into what we did yesterday when we were talking about Pastor Brunson and what he had gone through and the struggles that he had. Well, Dan has a story that his wife was ill and had a serious diagnosis, and we're going to talk about that and how that all impacted his life. But Dan, first, thank you for being here.
Oh, Jay, what an honor. Thank you for having me.
You know, we connected, Dan and I connected kind of on your, as you were leaving QVC after almost 30 years, you were, and we were all, my entire family was watching your last, I guess it was a farewell show.
Right.
And that was quite a moving time.
Well, I was shocked when I got a message from you and I thought, wow, is this the Jay Sekulow? And it was, and we formed a friendship and I just can't thank you enough for all the help you've given me so far. But, QVC was great to me during the time of my wife's illness and everything. And now God has called me to something new.
Let's talk about, in the first segment here, Your story. I mean, people know you from the TV side, but let's talk about the Dan Wheeler and Beth, your wife.
Yeah. Well, I met her on a train going into Chicago. I was working with a Christian TV station at the time, and this cute girl got on at a certain stop, and I tried to look at her. She sat right in the seat in front of me. There were plenty of open seats, and I'm looking in the window trying to see her face because I'm like, wow, she looked really cute. And I don't know what possessed me. I tapped her on the shoulder and I said, I'm trying to read a book. It's boring. I can't sleep. Would you mind if I joined you? And she gave me the biggest smile and said, sure. And we talked all the way into Union Station in Chicago.
That's great. And you ended, first date was when?
Well, we found out we worked in the same building together. So I asked her if she had time for lunch and she said, sure. We got up, got our meal, went through and I went to pay and I went in my pockets, nothing. Went in my briefcase, my wallet. I didn't have a dime. So she had to pay for our first date. But I promised to take her out to an Italian restaurant that I couldn't afford later in the week. And that meal led to thousands of others.
I'll tell you something similar. So Pam and I, our first date, which I thought was a date. So we went to International House of Pancakes in Atlanta. We both were in college in Atlanta. Uh-huh. And she didn't know if it was a date or not, for sure. She could, you know, this is what her story was. So we went to order. She didn't order anything. So I ordered whatever it was, the, you know, omelet or something. And she just said, I'm not really that hungry. Well, it's because she didn't have money with her.
Oh.
And that's what it was. So
she
I thought she was going to pay. We've made up for it since then many times. So
yes.
It's all worked out.
Yes.
But I want to fast forward just as we go into the break. And folks on Facebook and Periscope, I encourage you to share this with your friends because this is a really important testimony. Let's go fast forward to the last couple of years.
Okay.
You had this marriage, a great family. We're going to get into it in greater detail.
Sure.
What happens there?
Well, things were going great. You know, we had it all, had a great house and beautiful children and a grandchild. And suddenly we get the stage 4 cancer diagnosis. My wife had endometrial cancer. She had been complaining of stomach problems. And every time I'd say, get to the doctor, she'd say, I don't want to go to the doctor. They're just going to tell me I have cancer. And sure enough, when she did, and then you have a million questions. And the next week, the biopsy came back. It was malignant.
Yeah. And we'll get more into that
when
we come back from the break. Hey, folks, for those of you that call in today, we have purchased some of Dan's book, Hurricane of Love. So if you call us at 1-800-684-3110, and if you've had a family member that's gone through a similar struggle or battle, or you're in one yourself, give us a call, 800-684-3110, and we're going to send you the copy of the book, Hurricane of Love, by Dan Wheeler. So we'll do that again. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, we've got a really special guest in today, and it's Dan Wheeler. Dan and I became friends in the last several months, and especially as he put this book out called Hurricane of Love, My Journey with Beth Wheeler. And Dan mentioned briefly of what happened with Beth, but there you were, host of QVC, one of the really popular ones, one of our favorites, and people say QVC was kind of cathartic for people. It was like you turned away from the news for a minute to just kind of, you know, and I'm a retailer's kid, so I always like retail, but life was going great.
Yeah, it really was.
So give us a little bit of that story, because people are calling in with similar journeys, and if you want to talk to Dan, by the way, 800-684-3110.
Well, you know, I'd been a host at QVC, I guess at the time, maybe 24, 25 years, and just the company was so good to me. I loved everybody there. And then when we got Beth's cancer diagnosis, I mean, I write in the book, our priorities were turned upside down, but ultimately right side up. I was one of these guys that was always really competitive and always had a million things going on. And Beth would sit, we have a little sitting room in our home. There's no TV there. There's a hutch, a couch, and a Lazy Boy chair. She loved to have her coffee there every morning before she got sick. And she would often pat the sofa and say, Dan, come sit. Let's have coffee. And regrettably, so many times I would say, Beth, I don't have time to sit. I've got to do this project. I've got to get into QVC. When we got that cancer diagnosis, I always sat. Yep. She became priority number one.
You know, time is the one thing we never get back.
Right.
You know, I've been thinking about that, you know, because I've been jammed up a lot lately just with everything going on that I'm representing. But, you know, I've got four grandchildren that are growing, and I don't want to not be part of their lives. So you just make it, you have to make these things a top priority.
And, exactly.
And you did. So what was, you know, when you got the diagnosis, and you said it kind of turned your life right side up, explain that a little bit more. I think it's important for people to understand.
Well, my priorities changed. I realized that my family was everything, and Beth was my world. And it became the greatest honor to care for her for those 3 years. And I, of all the things I've done in life, God's been so great with all the opportunities. But I'm most proud of the fact that I was able to care for her. It was an honor.
Yep.
She was the type of woman that was always putting everyone else first. Even when she was dying and family and friends came in, she said to my daughter, Kirsten, what if all these people came to see me and I don't die? And she was like, Mom, we'll have a party. And whenever someone would come in her final day, she'd say, do you have something to eat? Can we get them a chair? That was Beth.
Yeah, that's great. All right, we're taking calls, 800-684-3110. Let me tell you, the book is called Hurricane of Love. A couple ways for you to get it. Number one, go to hurricaneoflove.com. That's hurricaneoflove.com, and you could order the book there. Of course, it's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For those of you that call in today to speak with us, we're going to get you a copy of the book as well. But again, if you want to get it, it's called Hurricane of Love, and it's at hurricaneoflove.com. You also have a ministry called Fearless Faith.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
But I want to get into some of that. But there are people calling that want to talk to you.
Okay.
Sure. A lot of people are saying hi to you.
Oh,
I'm seeing some of the statements come here on Facebook and Periscope. This is great. Hey, Facebook and Periscope, there's thousands of you watching. Share it with your friends. Let's go ahead and take Jerry's call from Rhode Island. Jerry, go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey, you're with Dan Wheeler. Go ahead.
I'm on that journey right now.
Mm.
What is this? What's your family situation?
She two decades undiagnosed, untreated Lyme, and she's in a facility right now. So, geez, anytime I could get the call. So, I was listening to what this guy was talking about.
Jerry, can I just say, just pour your love into the situation and know that God is with you in your darkest hour, and He's there for you. Reach out to Him, and we will be praying for you. I've been there. I remember the times when I didn't think I could go on. And God promises that in our weakness, He is made strong. So just lean on Him, okay?
Jerry, what's your wife's name?
Renee.
Okay, we're going to remember Renee. And we're going to remember you. And thank you for calling. And know that you have our prayers. But we're going to put you on a prayer list and put her on a prayer list. And we'll be thinking about you on this. We appreciate you calling in. This is where you're talking about a book that's touching people. We're just, mm-hmm. the broadcast has just begun. And... Mm-hmm. People are really, because this is a life struggle that people go through.
Right. Jay, so many people are touched by cancer, and my QVC page became a lightning rod for people that were going through struggles, were facing a diagnosis like this. And my message to them is that, you know, when you get the diagnosis, if you're caring for a loved one who's facing a life-threatening illness, or if you're going through one, I say pour all of your love into it. It became my number one priority. When I wasn't on QVC, I was with Beth. And what an honor. You'll never regret spending every minute with them. Beth and I used to sit out by our pool and just watch the sunset and hold hands and talk about heaven. And those are the most precious memories, and I still do it. I go out and sit in the lounger.
You're a very upbeat guy and a very upbeat host, and we talked about this before you went on the air, and you've got to go on there, and you've got millions of people watching from around the world, right. And you're doing a program, and you're moving product, and you know, how do you deal with that?
Well, Jay, there was times near the end when I knew it was really getting bad, where I remember one night I was in the studio, and both of my arms went numb. The lights started spinning, and this was seconds before the tally light came on, and I would cry out to God and say, Lord, I've got to do a show, please. And miraculously, things would settle down, and I'd do the show. But I developed a technique. I'd go to my mailbox before every show and say, I'm putting my problems in here. I'm putting you there. I'll pick you up after the show, because I had to be upbeat and happy. And I'd be in the middle of a presentation, and it would hit me, Beth is dying. And I'd have to quickly try and refocus. You know how it is, live TV. Yep. Got to get your mind back.
Yeah. Let's go right back to the phones. A lot of people calling to speak to Dan Wheeler. If you want to do that, 1-800-684-3110. The book is Hurricane of Love. You call in today, we're getting it to you. But if you want to get it, then you're not calling in. Just go to hurricaneoflove.com. You can purchase it there, hurricaneoflove.com, or at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Let's go ahead and take Bob's call out of Georgia. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. This is a thank you, sir. Appreciate letting me on.
Sure.
This is. I have cancer. So as soon as I heard, I listen to you pretty much every day. Mm. And as soon as I heard this Hurricane of Love and his wife had cancer, I thought, well, this might be something. Hopefully, the book might be able to help me some. So I've had cancer for a couple years. I'm trying. I'm with the help of the Lord. Hopefully, going to beat this thing holistically. Just because that's the direction I've chosen to go. Mm-hmm. So that's just where I'm at.
Well, Bob, I will say, you know, chemotherapy is very tough. So I think you're doing the right thing if that's the right decision for you. But you just, you know, you have to rely on God. He made you. He knows where that cancer is. I remember in the throes of our situation, I would say, God, you promised that all things work together for good. And I'd say, really? Stage 4 cancer? I can look back, Bob, and see how it's all worked for His glory, but He's there with you, and just hold on to Him and hold on to your faith, okay?
Thanks, Bob. You know, we've got two people that called, that, and one was a husband of Renee, and she's struggling with illness right now. And these, we're just going to put these people on a list and keep praying for them, because that's what I wanted to do today. Take a, like I said, take a break from the news. And this is a great book. By the way, you've got a ministry you've also launched called Fearless Faith. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, you know, when I first was feeling called into ministry, I thought it was going to be preaching. And then I realized everybody's in the social media space. That's the marketplace. Yep. And we deal with a lot of people who have never read the Bible, heard of the Lord. So we developed this concept, Fearless Faith. It's after my wife, the way she faced death fearlessly, and she did. She was not afraid to die. She was seeing heaven, knew where she was going. So I have two buddies I've known for 45 years. They stayed with me the week after the funeral. I took them out to lunch that Friday, and I shared with them what God was putting on my heart, knowing they were both going to say, I want to come alongside you. And they have Brian Rowland and Terry Steen. They've lifted me up, and every day on Facebook, you can go to Fearless Faith on Facebook or FFM60, and we do your morning cup of inspiration, right. And I know you and Pam, your wife, watch us, and we're just trying to put some good out there. Our philosophy is we're not preachers, we're not talking down, we're sharing a cup of coffee, and we're being transparent. Hey, nobody's a perfect Christian. I struggle like we all do,
right.
And just trying to help lift people up, and it's God is blessing it.
Well, in one of the breaks, next coming up break, we're going to play one of those clips from Fearless Faith. I listen to it, and so does Pam. Watch it, so does Pam. Well, again, what's the best place for people to see that?
On Facebook? Facebook, Fearless Faith. You'll see our three orange flames come up, or at FFM60 on Facebook.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Our guest, former QVC host, great career in television, Dan Wheeler. Great new book called Hurricane of Love, My Journey with Beth Wheeler. We're giving you that book today as our gift. Again, if you want to order it, you can do that at hurricaneoflove.com. That's the easiest place to get it. But of course, Barnes & Noble and Amazon as well. And Fearless Faith, great ministry. You're going to see one of those video clips coming up in a moment on just a great inspirational moment, and you'll see these, and these come out. You do these every day, right?
Every day, yeah. Except for Sundays. We have guest speakers. I'd love to have you on one Sunday.
Okay. We'll do it. Be happy to do it. So encourage you to do that. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to take your calls at 800-684-3110. Our guest is Dan Wheeler. Amy on Facebook writes, Dan, thank you for being an inspiration for so many. God bless you. Margaret on Facebook says, God bless you, Dan. You're a wonderful man and host. Always a blessing to watch. Catherine on Facebook says, so sorry for your loss and looking forward to reading your book. So again, if you want your comments, Facebook and Periscope, put them in. Our social media team's reviewing those right now. We're going to take a break. Coming up in this break, for those on Facebook and Periscope, you're going to actually see a Fearless Faith inspirational moment with Dan Wheeler. So we encourage you to do that. For on radio, you give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. The book is Hurricane of Love. You can go to hurricaneoflove.com. That's hurricaneoflove.com. It's a must read. We encourage you to get a copy of that book. Very inspirational. Touching story. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Our guest is Dan Wheeler, former QVC host. My whole family feels like they grew up with you, Dan. I mean, Logan and Jordan, both their mother, my wife, is a big QVC fan, and so am I. I'm a retailer's kid, so I always appreciated what you were actually video live retailing was to me just great. But we got a great question came in on Facebook. Janice asks, "How did you choose the title for your book?"
Well, my niece actually wrote a blog the day before my wife passed away, and she said, "My Aunt Beth's love was like a hurricane. It hit everyone in its path." And I said, "Tara, that is the perfect way to describe it. That's going to be the title of Beth's book, Hurricane of Love." Her love swept through the halls of medical clinics, hospitals, doctor's offices, and everyone, when she would leave a hospital, they would line the halls and hug her and cry, and the nurses would come in early to fight to see who would care for Beth Wheeler. That's the type of woman she was, Jay. I knew I wanted to marry her when we were in our 20s. We were at a wedding, and we're at a table with a bunch of our friends. Everybody's having a great time. Beth noticed a little elderly man sitting alone, no one talking to him. She asked everyone at the table, "Would you mind if I brought him up?" We all said, "Sure." The next thing you know, she's helping him up over the table. She sat him right next to her. He became the center of attention. He hugged her and thanked her when we left. And I said, "That's the woman I want to marry."
Oh, that's a great, great, great story. All right, we're taking your calls. The book, by the way, is Hurricane of Love. You can get it at hurricaneoflove.com, also Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And the ministry is Fearless Faith, and you can see that on Facebook. All right, let's go to the phones. I'm going to do these, Will, in the order that they call, because so many people are calling in to talk to Dan Wheeler at 1-800-684-3110. Tim is calling. He's on line 2. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good.
Good. My story is actually kind of like my parents, where my dad was faced with my mom having a heart attack and severe brain damage from it. And just watching his faith, he actually ended up dying 10 feet from her. I was from cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
You know, Tim, I still break down. It's been almost 3 years, and grief hits you at the strangest times. There's no way to predict it. And, you know, my philosophy on grief is to honor the memory of your loved one, to take those moments, and just realize the more you loved, the more you grieve. But it does get better, I can tell you that.
I'll tell you something else. Tim, we had a similar situation. So my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and she lived for about 2.5 years. At the same time, my father had triple bypass surgery.
Wow. And
they were literally like in the hospital at the same time. And but you got it. Your faith gets you through it. Because if you start, I was talking to someone last night, and I reminded this individual, I said, you know, it's very easy to say, we know what our faith is, but you've actually got to exercise it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to live it. I mean, you got to believe it. I mean, not just saying it, you got to live it.
Yeah. One of the stories I tell in the book that might help, Tim, my wife was getting bad. We were in a local hospital right by where I worked, and I was trying to stay strong for my daughters and my wife, but obviously inside I'm dying. And my daughter said, "Dad, get out of here for a while. Take a break. Go to the health club. Sit in the sauna. Sit in the steam room." So I did, and I got to the elevator, and the doors opened. No one was on it. As soon as they closed, I lost it. I just was weeping, leaning over. I get off on the first floor. I'm leaning against the wall, and I hear, Mr. Wheeler, what's wrong? And I look up, and it's Beth's doctor, a man that I knew was a Christian as soon as I met him, because he said, "How are we doing, Mr. Wheeler?" And I said, "I've been talking to the great physician about our patient here, Dr. Kind, and I'm trusting him." And he goes, "Well, we're going to get along fabulously. That's who I talk to about all of my patients." So he comes up to me and he says, "What's wrong, Mr. Wheeler?" And I said, "I'm just overwhelmed, Dr. Kine. That's my life up there, that woman. And it's not going well. And I'm just wondering if God's hearing my prayers." He goes, "Oh, You wonder if God's hearing your prayers. Let me tell you what just happened to me. I have 20 patients I have to get to. I'm never late for my rounds. I was just in the cafeteria. I walked right here. I was at this elevator 2 minutes ago. Something told me to turn around and go back to the cafeteria. I got back to the cafeteria and I thought, what am I doing here? I got to get going. I come back, I see you get off the elevator, and I know why God had me here. He has me here to tell you, yes, God hears your prayers. He loves you very much, and you know Jesus. And if your wife dies, she's going to be in heaven, and you'll see her again. And God is with you. Now I've got to go to my patients, and he gets on the elevator. And I walked away, blown. I was just blown away as I walked out. I said, that was a miracle. God intersected his schedule to speak to me.
Well, that's what God does. Intervenes in the affairs of man.
Yes.
Mankind.
Yes.
And all of us, men, women, children. I mean, just that's what God does. All right. Laurie's calling on line four. Hi, Laurie.
Hi. I called in to share my story with my mother. I was 23 and she was diagnosed with lung cancer. It was Easter weekend of that year. Mm. She had been making the bed on her knees because she was in so much pain and they didn't know what was going on. Easter Sunday, they diagnosed her with cancer. Her cancer had metastasized, and it had eaten part of her spine away. Mm. So they sent her to surgery to keep her from severing it. They thought she might last a year. She lasted 9 weeks to the day of her diagnosis. Mm. And as they did her surgery, thankfully, Mom was a Christian, and she was in there saying scripture when she was coming out of her anesthetic. And they come out telling us, well, she just doesn't know what she's saying. And it's like, yes, this woman does know what she's saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, Laurie, we just had one of our senior staff members lost his wife last year, and it was the same thing. The cancer was diagnosed, and it was about 8 weeks. Mm. And and this was someone we traveled the world with. I mean, so, yeah.
You never know, do you, Laurie? I never thought this would happen to me, but there is a reason for everything, and you know, I tell people, just spend time with your loved one. Pour all of your love into the situation. And you just, when you lose them, just honor their memory. And I'm so sorry for your loss. I certainly know how difficult it is. And I'll be praying for you, okay?
Sure, thank you. Appreciate it.
We're going to send you the book. The book, again, is Hurricane of Love. It is by former QVC host Dan Wheeler. It's available at hurricaneoflove.com. You can also get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Where the books are sold there. And also, let me encourage you, he's got a great ministry called Fearless Faith. And inspirational moments, you're going to see those in a couple of our breaks coming up in a minute. But I want to encourage you to subscribe to their Facebook page and order the book Hurricane of Love at hurricaneoflove.com. Looking at Will here, we got time for one quick one? No, Will says no. He gave me the, you know producers.
Yes, I know.
You do what they say.
That's right.
Yes.
If you want to get a good close up and want to.
So, how long was it in process to write the book?
Well, I retired from QVC at the end of last year. I had maybe
that was a moving. By the way, that was quite a moving.
Thank you, Jay.
Farewell.
That was a hard
program.
One. Rick, my co-host, started choking up in the intro, and I'm like, Rick, I need you to be strong because QVC is family, and it was the greatest company in the world to work for. They were so supportive, and even supportive of what I'm doing now. And at the end, I got choked up thinking about Beth. I mean, you know, there's a country song that says, you should be here, you should have been here.
Yeah.
And I felt like she should have, but I had the support of my family there. But it was, it's been quite a journey. So when I left, I really started writing. I had started writing blogs for QVC, for the community forum, and they became very popular, and everybody's like, you should write a book. And I started thinking, yeah, that's why I took all those notes that I couldn't read late at night.
They're very good. Mike on Facebook says, thank you for your message from the deep well of your journey. Elizabeth on Facebook says, thank you for your powerful witness of God's love and mercy. The book is Hurricane of Love. It is available at hurricaneoflove.com. You should go there and get it. The ministry is called Fearless Faith. You go to that on Facebook. That's the best way to connect there. We're going to be back in the second half hour of the broadcast. More with Dan Wheeler. We'll take your calls as well at 800-684-3110. Again, the book, Hurricane of Love at hurricaneoflove.com. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, we don't do this on the broadcast often, talk about, bring on guests that aren't related to the topic of what we're dealing with or books that are not related to the topic, but this is one I wanted to do, and it just worked out great that it was this week. The book is called Hurricane of Love. The author is Dan Wheeler, former star from QVC host. I'm just as a tremendous television personality, and you're seeing that on radio and our TV audiences and our social media audiences now. Dan wrote this book about his life with Beth Wheeler and her journey. And again, I want to kind of reset the stage here. Dan, we've got other stations that join us at the half hour mark here. And so talk to us about why the book, what was the journey?
I wanted people to know Beth Wheeler. She was special. She was the real star of the family, even though I'd been on TV for 30 years. She was an amazing woman. She had a singular ability, Jay, that the moment you met her, you felt like you knew her all your life. I mean, when I tapped her on the shoulder, she gave me the biggest smile. She was so inviting. She taught our kids always to get to know a person's heart, not to judge someone by the way they looked or the past. And I found that to be true on QVC. You know, I'd have these celebrities in and people say, oh, they're horrible to work with. You're going to have a terrible time. And I'd find just the opposite. They were very kind. Yeah. So, but the book, the message is live in the moment. You know, we live on our cell phones and on our computers, yep, and be with the one you love. And after our stage 4 diagnosis, I just thought, she's the most important thing to me. And it really brought our family closer together. My one daughter is a nurse and she took me through all of the medical jargon, right, and helped me understand. She turned me into a nurse.
Sure.
She very encouragingly one night said, Dad, you've really turned into a good nurse and you've got this. Yeah. There's a chapter called The Scariest Drive of My Life when her platelets had crashed and we drove downtown. But anyway, that's what the book's about. Yeah. Cherish the ones you love. If you're facing a difficulty, pour all of your love into it.
Lisa on Facebook said, I always enjoyed Dan on QVC. We'll continue to pray for him and his family. And Beth, Deb said, has Beth's journey inspired your work for Fearless Faith? So let's talk about Fearless Faith for a moment for those just joining us. That, yes, was launched after Beth went,
yeah,
to heaven.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, Ron, did the funeral, and it's on YouTube. It's called Beth Wheeler's Celebration of Life Service. So I wanted it to be a celebration of life, and thousands of people have watched that. But I wanted them to, you know, get to know Beth. And I remember when my brother-in-law arrived, he went into the bedroom and he sat down and he said, Beth, how are you doing? And she said, well, Ron, I'm sad. I don't want to leave anybody, but I'm not afraid. I know where I'm going. And she was getting glimpses of heaven. I would notice her eyes locked.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her eyes locked in the upper right corner of our ceiling. And I'd say, one day I said, Beth, what are you seeing? She said, heaven. I said, is it beautiful? She said, oh, yes. And then she saw her dad. We had just found out a few years earlier that her dad accepted the Lord before he died of, yeah, a rare blood disease. She never knew it.
Yeah.
Her pastor called her. And one morning she goes, hi, Daddy. And I go, Beth, do you see your dad? And she got this little girl grin and she kind of shrugged her shoulders like, I know you don't see him, but I do.
What a touching testimony. I'm going to try to grab, well, I'll save it for the break. I'm going to a minute and a half every time here, so Will's laughing at me. But I did have another question I wanted to ask you, Dan, and that is, it's not easy, though, to go through the process of writing a book like this.
Yeah.
Because you're reliving the whole thing.
It was so difficult,
yeah,
Jay.
About that.
I wrote a book years ago about a lot of the great athletes I've interviewed called Best Seat in the House, and that was easy. Every chapter was about an athlete, but to relive, there were days in my office where I would just start weeping and I couldn't write a word. It all came back, and I would have to push through and say, God, I know you want me to share this story, but I don't know if I can do it. And he would help me get through, and then there were days when it flowed, but it was very difficult.
Yeah. The book is a must-read. It's called Hurricane of Love. You can get it at hurricaneoflove.com. It's also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your books. But the easiest way is hurricaneoflove.com. And of course, if you're on the air with us today, we're going to send you a copy of it. And we're going to have those available for you too. But again, hurricaneoflove.com is the way to get the book. The book's by Dan Wheeler. It's his journey with his wife, Beth. Touching, moving story. Inspirational. And we're getting a lot of phone calls. So we're going to go back to those when we come back from the break. It also has a ministry they just launched called Fearless Faith. Great inspirational videos posted each and every morning. We encourage you to go to Fearless Faith on Facebook. It's a great way to get these inspirational moments. Dan does those regularly with two buddies of his. It's just a great, great ministry. We'll be back with your calls and comments at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Our guest is Dan Wheeler. The book is My Journey with Beth Wheeler. Hurricane of Love is its title. You can get it at hurricaneoflove.com or Amazon and Barnes & Noble. We are taking your calls. Beth had obviously a huge impact on those around her, a huge impact on her family, obviously, as your wife. And Dan, for those of you that don't know, but apparently everybody does, because I'm watching the comments come in, so we have a lot of QVC watchers that are watching our broadcast.
Who knew?
As well. Well, I wouldn't make sense, because our household was right there with you. What was your favorite product?
It was a vintage radio. It's an album. You can play your records, a record player, and you can also, it has a CD player, all the old formats.
Got it.
Yeah, you have it.
I have that in my
AM,
house.
FM radio.
I use it regularly.
Isn't it awesome?
Well, because you can put your, I like vinyl, and you can put your vinyl on it, but then if you got a CD, you could use that too.
I never threw any of my vinyl out, and Beth, when she got sick, her and I would go in my office, because we love to dance. Yeah. I have a chapter called I Think I'll Dance, and we would slow dance as she got sick to our favorite songs, and that product is a blessing to me.
It's a great one.
It takes you back.
No, there
you
go. Yeah. All right, Addie's calling on line five. Hi, Addie.
Where he has not.
Eddie, we'll go back to you. How about that? Let's go to Gloria on line six. Hi, Gloria.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
And I'm praying for you, Dan, and your family. But my question is, I have a cousin. She's in like 53, and she's in her second bout of lung cancer. What, other than praying, what would be the most encouraging thing that one can do?
I will tell you, just show up, Gloria.
Mm. Ministry of presence,
I
call that.
Yes, exactly. People always say to you, anything you need, just call me and ask. But you never ask. You're so busy and you're so tied up and you're so focused. And my message is just show up, bring food, just be there, hold her hand. I know it might be awkward at times, but be with your cousin, every minute you can, and just show her love. And you're right, a ministry of presence. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, it is. I say that. I mean, it's got to be there. I mean, I say that in cases. I say that in personal things. I mean, that's the ministry of presence. Sometimes the best thing to do is show up.
Right.
That's the best thing you could do in a situation. All right, Marlene is calling from New York on line three. Hi, Marlene. You're with Dan Wheeler.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jay. First of all, Jay, thank you for everything, for
sure.
years and years of courage and
yep.
just everything.
Thanks.
Real quick, I don't watch QVC anymore because I needed to save some money. so I didn't know that Dan
Because they're
had
really
that.
Effective at getting your money, I will say that. But go ahead.
They really are. That flex pay or easy pay, whatever it
right,
is the
yes.
killer.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that... first of all, Dan, thank you. I didn't know about your dear wife, and I just appreciate you so much sharing your story, and I look forward to the book. But I just wanted
thank
to
you.
Say that I think one of the best compliments I could get, and I have gotten it in my life, but not recently, is for someone to not really know me that well, but to come up and say, are you a Christian?
Mm.
Because they detected something about me. And I have to say that I said it to my husband on more than one occasion when I watched QVC. I said, I think that guy's a Christian.
Wow.
And you never said it, but there's your demeanor and your just your spirit. And you might have said, God bless you sometimes. But I just wanted to say thank you for just, you know, being a Christian without even saying the words. And that really, it convicts me, too, you know, to walk better, to have a better walk. And I just wanted to say thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks for calling in,
Marlene. That is the greatest compliment anyone could ever give me. I'm kind of tearing up because God has been so good, and I always wanted to get myself out of the way, but I tried to close every show with God bless, and that's the way I closed my final show. But he has, and thank you, Marlene. You have no idea how much your comments mean to me. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for calling in, Marlene. All right, let's go to Doug in Florida. Hi, Doug.
Hello. Hey, I lost my wife 5 years ago, and pretty much a similar story, but heard a couple guys that called in earlier that were just about to break down just talking about it, and
yep.
that's something that was the first 3 years after my wife died, even while she was sick, I couldn't say one sentence without breaking down and sobbing.
Oh, Doug, I know what you mean. I so relate. I tried to speak at a men's breakfast 6 months after she passed away, and I was a blubbering fool, and I just couldn't get through it. And afterward, the pastor said, you've got to come back. That was the most powerful thing. I go, really? Because all I did was cry. It's hard, and but those tears, you know, that's a cleansing for you. And I'm so sorry for your loss. And just know that your wife, I'll tell you what helped me out of my grief,
yeah.
Jay, if we have time.
Yeah, we do.
I had never been much for, I'd never had good counseling, you know, going through hard times. And it never really connected. But I joined a grief group through my hospice after my wife passed. And I did some one-on-one with a lady. And Doug, I don't know if you had this experience, but when your spouse dies, you experience guilt. You're like, why am I healthy? She was a better person. Beth was a better Christian. Why me? And then you wonder, was I a good enough husband? And I'm telling this to the counselor, and she said, Dan, Beth is not in heaven judging you. She's with Jesus doing this. She's cheering you on. She's saying, finish the race. Raise those grandkids. And Doug, that's what I would say to you. Your wife is cheering you on. And when she said that, it snapped me out of my doldrums. And I said, I can do this for Beth and for God. And I'm like, let's go. We've got a race to run.
The book is Hurricane of Love. It's My Journey with Beth Wheeler. It is by Dan Wheeler, former host of QVC. And a great testimony. You can get it at hurricaneoflove.com as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Also, a great ministry, Fearless Faith. And you can get those videos, daily inspirational videos posted on Facebook every day. So just go to Facebook at Fearless Faith. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me go to Sharon on line one. Sharon, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Jay. I don't ever miss you on Facebook.
Well, I appreciate
every day.
That.
And Dan, I watched you on QVC for years. I was even a CBN customer, and still I'm a QVC.
Oh, wow.
And
you knew me when I had a full head of hair.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
And, I lost my husband 6 years ago with cancer. I lost then our daughter 2 years later with cancer. Mm. I had a friend that just passed away 2 days ago with lung cancer, and I've got a friend going through breast cancer right now. So cancer has definitely touched me, and it's a nasty, nasty disease. So I kind of know what you went through, too. So it's a bad situation, but at least we know those people aren't suffering anymore, because you definitely suffer with cancer. Yep. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. You do, and that was so hard to see my wife go through that and to see her body fill with fluid. And, you know, we ask why, and we'll never know until we get to heaven. But, you know, as Billy Graham would say, I don't have to know everything. I have to believe. And that's what we do. And thank you so much for your comments. And I'm sorry for your loss. And it's just tough. Cancer touches so many people. Yep. I will tell people, though, that when your loved one is in a hospital, you need to stay with them. They need an advocate. Even yes. in the best hospitals, oh, mistakes true. Were made. Yep. My wife was not supposed to be pricked for blood. And one night, a phlebotomist came in the room and said, I'm here to take blood. And it was on her chart. Everything was supposed to be done through her port. She didn't. Her platelet count was so low, she could have bled to death. And after he left, I said, Keke's, do you have to use the restroom? I went to grab her arm, and it felt wet. I turned on the light. Here she's bleeding. The guy stuck her with a needle. It was, you got to watch like a hawk, even in the best hospitals.
That's the ministry of presence. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, and a lot of you do. 800-684-3110. The book is Hurricane of Love. It is by Dan Wheeler. I'm going to grab another call here before the break. Let's go to Denise, who's calling in South Carolina.
Hi, Mr. Wheeler. I have already liked Fearless Face on Facebook. As a result of this show, I cannot wait, and you have motivated me. My mom and my sister both passed away of cancer, and that was before I became a Christian. Yes. I'm a relatively new Christian, 5 years. But my father-in-law is struggling with cancer, and we've been witnessing to him over these last months, so I cannot wait to read this book, and just want to thank you. Thank you for your inspiration and your testimony.
Thank you so much. It means so much to me, Denise, and, you know, I will be praying for you. It is a tough journey. Everything else pales in comparison. And, you know, Denise, I remember when I was going through it, I would kind of hide in my dressing room at QVC as I prepped for my shows, and I would hear people complaining about the fact that they had to work an hour longer, or that it was raining outside, and I wanted to scream and say, you don't know what real problems are. Stage 4 cancer is a problem.
Right.
But it's changed the way I look at it. And my wife used to always say, our nickname was Keke's. It started out as Baby Cakes.
Yep.
It evolved to Keke's. She'd say, Keke's, don't sweat the small stuff. She was always, I would always get in knots over things and worry, and she'd just take those knots away. And I just loved her attitude. Don't sweat the small stuff.
All right. So we're going to go into the last segment of the broadcast. We're going to play a Fearless Faith video. For those of you on Facebook and Periscope, when we come back from the break, you'll be able to ask Dan Wheeler in our final segment more questions, 1-800-684-3110. We've opened some lines on you. Grab some calls quickly there so we can open some lines for you at 800-684-3110. The book is Hurricane of Love. It is My Journey with Beth Wheeler. It's by Dan Wheeler and former host of QVC, someone my family watched for 2.5 decades. I say that. And great television personality and great Christian testimony as well, most important than anything. And again, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This morning, I think you may have seen that Andrew Brunson was on Fox and Friends. I believe he's going to be on with Chris Cuomo on CNN tonight. Continue to pray for him and his family as they transition back to freedom here in the United States. That was certainly a great victory that we saw this past weekend. Lots happened in it. Hard to believe it's only Wednesday. Here we are. We're midweek. All right, we'll take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The book is Hurricane of Love. You get it at hurricaneoflove.com. We'll take your calls when we come back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Bill on Facebook says, a heavy but inspiring story. Thank you, Dan, for your openness. Dana on Facebook said, thanks for telling us what you do in the midst of the storm. Show up. That's exactly right. We call it the Ministry of Presence here. Caroline on Facebook says, Dan, thank you for the encouragement today. Now, for Fearless Faith videos, we showed some of those during the break for those on Facebook and Periscope. But you can go, they're available.
They just have to go and like our page or follow our page on Facebook. It's free.
Yeah.
And we just want to put some good out there on social media. As you know, there's a lot of
other stuff. Yeah, yeah. That's what I hear. Lucille from New Jersey, you're on. Hey, Lucille.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hi, Lucille.
Hey, how you doing? I follow Dan on Fearless Faith. It's absolutely the best ministry online.
Oh,
absolutely. And of course, I knew him QVC, and some years ago, my first husband passed away. I'm sorry, my doggy Zoe, Zozo.
That's the name of my dog.
Oh, you got, that's right.
That's the name of my dog. Little Bichon, yeah. Zoe.
The dog is, by the way, on Fearless Faith. You can see the dog from time to time.
Tell Zoe, my Zoe says hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Zoe says hi to you. I don't know why anybody's on the phone. She barks. I don't know what that's
about. Yeah.
Go ahead. She's a woman.
Right.
Anyway.
I'm not going to comment on that.
No.
Okay. I'm not. That was a caller to the Jay Sekulow Live broadcast, not any of the hosts. Go ahead, Lucille.
Anyway, my husband did pass a few years ago. Yeah. And within 8 months, I lost my husband, my mom, my dad, and it's many years and I'm still breaking down, and my best friend.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, my dad and my husband were very sudden deaths, and my girlfriend and my mom were from cancer. I'm sorry, I didn't expect to break down like this.
Oh, yeah. Lucille, it's normal. I mean, you have been through so much, and people, I've met friends who lost their spouse suddenly, and they say, which is worse? And I say, I was given a gift of 3 years. My wife was only supposed to make it a year. And I just praise God that he gave me 3 years to tell her I loved her 10, 15 times a day, to care for her. It was such a privilege. And when she lost control of her bodily functions and cleaning up, it was an honor. Mm. That's what love is. Love is not sex and romance and what the world says it is. It's being there and caring for them when they're sick and they're ill. And she would have done it for me 1,000 times over. And one of my proudest moments was she looked at me one day in the hospital and she said, what would I ever do without you? And I said, you will never need to know, Beth, ever. I'm not leaving you. I'm here.
What a testimony.
And that, to me, was my proudest accomplishment.
Well,
so,
I should,
Lucille, hang in there.
Linda is calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Linda. Mm.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi,
thanks,
Linda,
for taking the call.
Sure.
Okay. I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer about 5 months ago. And it's been an exciting journey. We've learned that no matter what happens, God is there. And
amen.
We've learned that he's just put so many people around us. And one afternoon, shortly after the surgery, a friend brought over a little wooden sparrow. And she said, you know, the sparrow is an insignificant bird who's found all over the world. And God cares about the sparrows. And then the next day we were in church and a flute solo for the song, His Eye is on the Sparrow.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And it was like,
"Well, God, what are you doing here?"
Linda, I feel like God uses those moments to get to us. Ours was the cardinal. My mom had always said whenever she saw a male cardinal, she felt it was God's sign that everything was going to be okay. I can't tell you the critical times. The day Kirsten called me and said, "Dad, you have to get in here. Mom's platelets crashed." I'm like, "Okay, how bad?" She goes, "Well, a normal healthy person per milliliter has 150,000 to 400,000. Hers is 3,000. Then they gave her a bag of platelets. It dove to 2,300. And I was like, "Oh, dear Lord." I let Zoe out the back. And then when I came in the kitchen, I was leaving, I looked, and we didn't have any bird seed out, hadn't seen a cardinal for months. Here comes a cardinal, landed right in my kitchen window. And I feel those are signs. God, yep. God is with you. He's with you.
All right. Jenny is calling from Ohio Line 2. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, Dan, I was really important for me to try to get through today. I would have bought the book had I not, but I have a brother that's in stage 4 cancer, and his testimony is amazing, he and his wife. But I know that your book will give them great encouragement as they travel this journey. I lost two of my own children, my oldest son, my youngest daughter, not quite 3 years ago. A brother and a nephew, and now my baby brother. I'm one of seven, and now my baby brother.
Oh, my goodness, Jenny.
And so, you know, it's just amazing what the Lord can do to bring us through these terribly dark times. And I love the being present, because that, with the loss of those I've mentioned, that is the only thing that counts.
Yep,
absolutely. I'm so sorry for what you've been through, Jenny. God must have something great in store for you. You know, we hear he doesn't give us more than we can handle, and he will take us through it. And I discovered that God was there in my darkest moments. So I remember crying out to God in the hospital one day. I was trying to sleep on a little chair next to my wife's bed and wasn't sleeping for days. And I was always helping her up to go to the bathroom and clean her up, because she didn't want the nurses doing it. And I remember collapsing into the chair after I'd got her back and got her hooked up and in bed. And I just cried out. I said, "God, I have nothing left." And I felt like he was saying to me, "I have you where I want you, because in your weakness, I am made strong. Now I can take over."
Yep.
So lean on the Lord.
Yep.
Lean
Absolutely.
On him.
I'm going to try to do two calls in 2 minutes here. Tim, go ahead. You're on.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Question is, I've got a friend that's stage 4 cancer.
Yep.
Through his whole life, he's done things to help many, many other people, but through some very tragic situations as a child, he doesn't believe in God. Or at least he says he doesn't. How to be there for somebody like that, maybe encourage them and to really seek some treatment for themselves.
Yeah, Tim, I've had some experience with this, and I find that most atheists are angry at God. And I will say to them, how can you be angry at somebody you don't believe in? When you look at the universe and the order and the chances of life on this planet, it's infinitesimal, the chances that this happened from an explosion and billions of years of evolution. And, you know, but one thing that no one can argue with is your experience. And I tell my atheist friends, look, I know God exists. He's been there for me. I feel him. He's pulled me through. And that's the strongest testimony. And just letting Christ shine through you and just love on him.
All right, let's grab Joe very quickly. Joe, go ahead.
Dan, I just wanted to thank you for bringing your testimony to the public, because it's very powerful. And I've had experiences with near death and in dealing with people during death and holding hands of people who are dying and so forth. And I think your testimony is extremely powerful. I'm really looking forward to reading your book.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I hope it inspires you. I really do. That's my prayer.
The book is Hurricane of Love. It is by Dan Wheeler, former host of QVC, My Journey with Beth Wheeler. Here's what we'd like you to do. Go over to hurricaneoflove.com. You can order the book directly there. But, of course, it's also available online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. Again, the book is Hurricane of Love. Go to hurricaneoflove.com. The ministry is called Fearless Faith, and you could get those videos free online at Facebook. Just go to Fearless Faith. Great ministry, something that Pam and I support and encourage you to do it too. Those inspiration moments are great. Dan, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, Jay, what an honor. And I just want to say to your viewers, this is a great man, and you've been so kind to me, you and your family. Thank you.
Our
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Again, the book is Hurricane of Love. I encourage you to get it. And boy, the phone's lit up on this today. HurricaneofLove.com is the place to get the book, or Amazon and Barnes & Noble again. The ministry is Fearless Faith. Back to the news tomorrow. Be a lot to talk about, but again, pray for Dan Wheeler and his ministry.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at ACLJ.org.